in Seattle, Seattle. And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you, because we're the realtors that you can trust. So go to RodandConsidDow.com.
Don't go anywhere unless you want to. It's the Ron and Don Show, starring Ron and Don, and sometimes me, at ronanddon.com.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? Welcome to episode 692 now of the Ron and Don Show, and we are here in the Les Schwab Studios.
What is up, Ron and Don Nation?
Hey, coming up on the Ron and Don Show, we're going to talk about going to space and going to the moon, and they say this is historic, and I thought we've already been to the moon. I thought we were going to Mars, so I'm not sure why we're up there right now, and we can't even... We evidently can't land a vehicle without it tipping over, and neither can the Japanese. So I think we should talk about that. Also, monkey shines. What is a monkey shine? I had no idea. Now I got to go find one. Before we get to that, though, let's get to this. Ron, I don't know if this happens to you. If you got on my porch right now, you're going to see one or two packages, because the delivery drivers here on Queen Anne Mountain like to deliver a lot of things to my home. Most of what they deliver doesn't belong to me, and sometimes it belongs to someone that's staying in my ADU, which I don't have a problem with, and sometimes it's someone that's staying in my backyard cottage. That's just part of owning an Airbnb. Collecting checks doesn't mean that it's passive income, right? There are things that people need when they stay on your property, and sometimes what they need is they need their food redirected because the Uber Eats guy thinks that you ordered these tacos and it may be the person out back. So that's fair. And that's part of living here and having doors of opportunity to create wealth. And I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with, though, is, and this has been happening the last year or so, where there are so many delivery drivers on my street since COVID. I mean, and as we've been sitting here, I counted, I've seen 9 delivery drivers stop here on the street and delivering stuff to homes. And they are delivering things to my house. And sometimes the address is a little off, and sometimes it is way off and not even close. So what I've been doing this past year, and really since COVID, which is COVID started 4 years ago. That blows my mind, in March of 2020. Is I will take these packages and then I drive them around the neighborhood. And there's one gentleman I've actually delivered 4 packages to, and I knocked on, and I thought he has a wheelchair ramp and all that, so I thought I was helping him out. And I knocked on his door the other day, and boy, was he not happy, because he was taking a nap. And he wasn't in a wheelchair, by the way. So I'm sure there's somebody else there that stays in the house that might need this ramp. But it was pretty apparent he didn't need this ramp. So, and he wanted to know why I was knocking on his door. And I'm like, well, the reason I was knocking on your door is because I got another package for you, and I handed him the package. And he ended up slamming the door. So I hope he doesn't treat the... Maybe that's why the delivery drivers don't like going to his house. They like going to my house. So then I end up becoming the delivery driver and taking him to his house. Anyway, I have a package, another package. I don't know if you saw it when you came in.
I saw it on your front porch.
Sitting downstairs, that needs to... So this would be like the 5th package. And I'm just wondering, I've been allowing the package to sit there for a couple of days. When you need a porch pirate, you can't find one. I've been hoping whoever breaks in my truck might stop by and steal this package. I had another package that was out there that was sitting out there for 3 or 4 days. And I'm like, I refuse. I don't want to be the neighborhood delivery guy. And if it happened once or twice a year or a month, it wouldn't bother me. But it's happening all the time. Whoever that person is, Lauren... Thanks for coming by and getting your package. I appreciate it. But my question is that my package down there? What's ever in that package? Do I get to keep what's in that package? Because I've been getting so many and I've done this thing before. Somebody dropped off a bed here the other day. A bed.
That's different.
Someone dropped, and I'm telling you, and here's another delivery driver. In order to get the bed back to the person that the bed was supposed to go to, I invested hours. hours in trying to get this bed back. And at the end of the day, I ended up leaving the bed. I put it out on my sidewalk. It took them, I don't know if they came by and picked it up or someone just grabbed it. I had to tag it and get labels and do and I have nothing to do with that bag. So I know for you, you have said before, if you see a truck that delivers money to banks and it's driving down the road and all of a sudden that truck crashes and the money flies out, you have said, and you've coached me before, you said, you know what? That's your money. Go get your money, is what you've said.
That is different than the situation.
So how is that different than my dilemma of maybe I should have kept the bed? I don't know what's in that package downstairs, but maybe I should open it up, because when I delivered it to this gentleman and it's the same house, he didn't seem to appreciate my delivery services. I didn't even get a tip. I just got a door slammed in my face. And again, I was doing it because I felt bad because I saw the wheelchair ramp.
You misquoted me a little bit. Oh, I think did. There's two different scenarios here.
Oh.
If a bank, let's say you went to the ATM instead. If you go to the ATM and you want to take out $100 and they give you $1,000, that I think is on the bank. Mm-hmm. All right. They made the error. You did not. So I think that you can keep that money. I know I'm probably wrong on that, but it's different. The difference is you know what the money is. If you see the money coming out of the truck that is insured by the FDIC, you know exactly what that money is. And you didn't open anything, all right? I didn't open the truck. I didn't cause the person to drop anything. I didn't open that door. I did nothing wrong. I just had money literally fall in my lap. I'm taking that money. In this scenario, we don't know what's in that package, all right? We don't know what's in that package. It's also a crime to open someone else's mail. And so if you were to take that package and open it when you can see that your name is not on the front of the package, then I think that is wrong.
What am I supposed to do? No one's picking it up.
I don't think you do anything.
Throw in the trash.
I think you could.
It's going to attract a thief, and I don't want thieves thinking that right. They can come by because... And just take it because what's going to happen is when I have other packages out here, because I get all kinds of stuff delivered from my Airbnbs.
Let me flip on you.
Then they're going to start stealing that.
Let me flip the script. If you had a package you were looking forward to and it showed up at your neighbor's house, what would your expectation be of that other person?
If I showed up five times and had a wheelchair ramp,
I'm just saying if you had a package
I would show a little more appreciation.
Yeah, I know you would.
And I would tip me and I would offer to buy me lunch.
Okay, so yeah. You would, if a neighbor, I'm just saying, so if you would want, would you want them?
It's becoming exhausting because this is happening.
Then stop doing
all the time.
But if you would want someone else,
you say stop doing it. What do I do? What do I do with that package that you say legally I can't open? It's sitting. It's like a piece of bait for a porch pirate that is sitting. And you know the problems that we're having with thieves in this neighborhood. So I can't. So I can just throw it in the trash.
Do you have a USPS mailbox around here?
No.
Well, I would either bring
I have a slot in my door.
I would bring it inside,
and it's not from the USPS.
I would bring it inside and just hold on to it.
I have three of those downstairs.
Well, I mean, I do what you want to do.
I have three of those in my mudroom.
If you don't want to deal with it,
I don't want to be the delivery service for my
then
for
I
my,
wouldn't deliver it.
Okay.
I guess maybe if you see the truck, or maybe put a post-it note on the truck and leave it on the street, leave it closer to the street that says, "Hey, wrong address,
dude." Which truck?
I'm just saying, you can put it by the curb with a post-it note says wrong address.
Do you know how many different delivery drivers just
went by? Oh, I see them all the time. I almost got ran over three times coming to this record the podcast today. So yeah. Barreling down the hill at 100 miles an hour.
Nobody here in this neighborhood goes to the store. They're all tech people, and they all have their shiznit delivered.
I guess I would say practice to go do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
I'm going
to
throw that shit in the garbage. We'll see you on the other side. Hey, you guys, I got some exciting news. Now through March 2nd, they're having their Founders Day sale at Les Schwab. Who's Les Schwab? Well, you know, they sponsor this show. You know, they do a lot of great things in the community. In fact, this Thanksgiving, raise a lot of food. And during the holidays, raise a lot of toys. Thing I love about Les Schwab is he loves the community. He's been doing it. In fact, instilling their family values since 1952 in all our communities. communities. 70 years earning your trust. Right now, the Founders Day sale. It's a thank you to all the customers out there. Get this. You can save up to $150. That's right, $150 when you buy a set of four select tires. And all you got to do when you go in is say that Ron and Don sent you. All right? For that location near you, all you need to do is go to LesSchwab.com. That's LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab, let's say it together. They've been doing the right thing since 1952. All right, so this is how real estate works. I'm at a Seahawks game, and I'm watching the Seahawks win the Super Bowl, and I'm in my friend George's seat, and I'm sitting next to my friend Mike Martin. Known Mike now over a decade. He calls me the other day, says, hey, I got a tech friend. He's in Hawaii, owned a property in Green Lake. He's going to fix it up. He went to Hawaii, said, I'm never going home. So he's had this rental now for 10 years. His name is Jude. So Mike puts me in touch with Jude. Jude calls me and says, hey, I got to sell this house. I call Scotty. We go over the house. And this house has a foundation problem, has a roof problem, has lots of problems. And in order to fix this house and bring it to market, it's going to take about $100,000. And then the house is going to be worth about $925,000. Anyway, there's a builder that Jude knows that says, hey, well, I'll give you $835,000. And then there's a neighbor that says, hey, I'll give you $850,000. And then what I did is I got on the phone with one of my builder friends. Because, again, I don't like seeing homes torn down. But there's some that have to be torn down when they have bad foundations, right? And this is a home that has to come down. This builder said, you know what? I'll pay $1,060,000 for that particular house. So, case closed. There are builders right now paying more for properties than people are willing to pay when they step in and say, wow, this thing has a bad foundation. This thing is still in oil. This has a bad roof. There's a lot of work to do here. So while many homes I like to see restored, some can't be, right? So when you need us, if you have a piece of property, if you have an old home, it has a bad leaky roof, lots of deferred maintenance, call us. Because sometimes the best thing to do is to fix it up and bring it to market if you have the funds to do so. And sometimes the best thing to do is to create a new property and reimagine it. Because guess what? Here in Seattle, yeah, there's not a lot of property just laying around. So when you need us, whether it's wholesale, retail, investing, buying, selling, let's sit down. RonandDonSitDown.com. All right, you guys, welcome back to the Ron and Don Show. I have to say, I've been reading all these articles about going to space. I'm a little confused because I thought we were going to Mars. I didn't realize that NASA has set aside something like $2.8 billion to get us to the moon. And so evidently, is it Odysseus? I hope I'm saying that right. Is a 14-foot moon lander that just landed on the moon, kind of. In fact, where it landed on the southern part of the moon, it landed, it came in hot, they said it came in too fast, it has six legs on it, and it tipped over. Now, I know for some reason we're in a race with the Japanese. But why would we be in a race with the Japanese?
Time out.
Because this is the way I understand the story. Why are we in a race with the Japanese? We already raced them in World War II and we won. That race is over. So I don't know. And we've already been to the moon like 52 years ago. I think Neil Armstrong had been. So we have seen men with hardly any technology whatsoever land on the moon. That to me was historic. Then they came back. We all learned about Tang. We drank in our childhood, Ovaltine. We thought it was great. And then since that time, my understanding is all the moon rocks are lost and we didn't learn a lot. So anyway, we're back on the moon. We're spending lots of money. They're paying private companies to do this. And I'm like, well, I want to see if the Japanese have any better pictures, because they said, oh, you got to see these pictures from what. So I went out last night and I looked at the pictures. You can't see a damn thing. You cannot. In fact, I was comparing pictures that Neil Armstrong took with his Polaroid, right? And compared with all the technology that we have with pictures today. And then this thing has antennas on it, but it's not pointed toward the Earth. And then it has solar panels, but the solar panels are running out. And it doesn't matter anyway, because the pictures are god-awful. And I'm like, well, maybe the Japanese have this figured out. Well, guess what? Their lander tipped over too. So we have two landers up there that are tipped over. I thought we were going to Mars. I heard we had already been to the moon. Ron, what say you?
My understanding of the story, you're not wrong about the tipping over. My understanding of the story was that this was a private company, that was the novel item here. This was not NASA.
Hired by NASA, though.
There's a company out of Houston.
They're hired by NASA. It's part of the $2.8 billion that they're giving this money to private companies, so it's still funded through the government. It's still government money.
So the novelty here is that we are outsourcing the space program, but yes, you're right. And like the race to Mars is, you know, Elon Musk has kind of co-opted that in a way. Like, he's also contracted through the government to build a lot of these rockets. So, I mean, you raise a good point. I think the research on the moon, at least my reading of this story, is like to use modern technology to do kind of a do-over of saying, hey, you know, is there evidence of frozen water under the surface and some minerals and maybe mining for precious?
The water's on Mars. We just found the water's on. Why are we stopping at the moon? We made it to the moon. Let's go to Mars.
Batteries.
What?
You're going to mine for batteries.
They have a ship up there that they can't even keep going on. And solar is a bunch of bullshit anyway, and we know that, right? And that's another story for another day. But we spent all this money to get this thing up there. It's on its side. And the solar panels only last for 10 hours. And when the sun goes away, this thing takes a shiznit, and that's it.
My biggest thing when I read the story is like, you didn't build in a thing to tip it back up?
Right.
Like, yeah. Nobody at engineering HQ is like, shouldn't we have a little little arm that comes out just in case this thing hits?
And the private company keeps acting like this is a big win and this is incredible and it's historic. It's not historic. We have been to the moon decades ago, a half century ago. We've been to the moon.
Not like this, we haven't.
We drove really cool dune buggies around the moon. How is this better than that? It's not. We will see you on the other side.
Hey, it's Ronnie Don here with Mitch Weeks. You know him as Mitch.Loans. And Mitch, a lot of people find themselves in this scenario. Maybe they're downsizing and they're like, where am I going to live when I sell this house? Because I don't have my other house yet. And it freaks them out and sometimes they tap the brakes. Is there anything we can do in a loan way to help someone in that scenario?
Absolutely. We have a great new program. It's called Buy Before You Sell, and it's structured to help exactly those type of people. What you can do is you tap into the equity in your home in advance. So let's say you've been living in a house for a while, you've already paid it down, and about half of it's equity. You can get up to 80% of the value of your house in that equity. You get that in, and that's the down payment on your next home. Hmm. Not only that, but in this program, you're not hit for your debt on your old house or that loan, because it's a 0% interest loan. And because of that, you can buy your next house before you have to sell your current house. It means you don't have to move twice, and it just adds a lot less stress.
Yeah, absolutely adds a lot less stress. So if that's the scenario for you, or you've been having a stumbling block of, I don't know where I'm going to live first before I sell this house, give Mitch a call, or you can contact us. It's Mitch.Loans or RonitOnSitDown.com. Again, Mitch.Loans.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the Ron and Don Show. It's on my Facebook page the other day, and somebody was pumped because they found a monkey shine. And I'm like, well, what is a monkey shine? So then I went down the rabbit hole of what a monkey shine is.
First I've ever heard of this.
Yeah, and I thought it was the dumbest thing of the world, and now I got to find one. This is on the KUOW website. It says, every lunar year, every Lunar New Year, a group of volunteer artists sneak through Tacoma in the dead of the night. They hide thousands of colorful glass floats. They're 5 to 10 inch orbs with an insignia stamped on the top. If you've been in Tacoma recently and you've seen people shaking bushes, climbing trees, or turning up rocks, you've likely seen a collector of what are locally called monkey shines. Thousands of these glass orbs are hidden throughout the city, and through the years, many remain to be found. Miss Monkey is the mysterious creator of this tradition and is celebrating 21 years. This is cool. Of hiding these glass pieces. But even after all that time, the project retains an aura of secrecy. KUOW's Alex Rochester spoke to Miss Monkey last year about the origins of the project and how it's grown over the years. And then they go on and ask for support. So Have you seen one of these monkey
shines?
The thing
to point out is why she's Miss Monkey is the first year she did it was the year of the monkey.
Yeah.
And so they decided she was at a glassblowing studio and they made, I've done one of these at a glassblowing class where it's basically a paperweight. You take some colored glass and some white glass, you mix it together and it forms like this little orb. They put it in the oven. You come back a couple days later and you have a really nice paperweight. I did it once just to try it out. So they did this. I think she made five of them originally. And they had a stamp, like a little marker that was in the shape of a monkey. And so it was the year of the monkey. They're like, oh, this is fun. We'll go do this. And then people got so excited about it. Now they do the thousands per year. But every year it changes. So I think this is the year of the dragon.
Yep.
So they're doing, they're still calling them monkey shines, but they're doing several thousand of them to commemorate the year of the dragon. And you find it, you get to keep it. Mm-hmm. And the rules in Tacoma are, or the suggestion is if you find one, you keep it per year. So mm-hmm. you could find one per year. If you find a second one, they say you could move it if you want to, but they're like, don't take more than one. Mm-hmm. So they don't want one person with 100 of these, because you're collecting them all like Pokemon. Just take the one. If you stumble upon another one, you could maybe gift it to someone or move it or just put it back and just keep the one. But now I do, next time in Tacoma, like I want to sort of go around and see if I could find one. There are parts of Tacoma, I don't know how to say this gently, I wouldn't like rummage through someone's yard in certain neighborhoods.
There's parts of Seattle.
You can get your butt kicked real quick. If you're, I'm looking for a monkey butt full of pig.
That's anywhere.
Right. So be cognizant of your situation before you start rummaging around looking for monkey
shines.
You can
go on Facebook and then there's some pages where people give each other clues if they move the monkey shine. They're actually very beautiful. They're very cool.
So. Yeah, I mean, there's a studio downtown on 5th, and I think Virginia almost, right around there, University or Virginia, where you can take a class.
Yeah.
It's you and your son should do it. It's super fun.
They look like little Dale Chihulis.
Yeah, they're tiny little things, and I did it once. I'll show you when you're at my house. I made an orange one, and it was super fun.
Yeah, anyway. Is that it? I think it is. Yeah. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening to this episode of The Ron and Don Show. If you see us down in Tacoma, we're down there looking for monkey shines or maybe selling a house because we sold lots of properties down in Tacoma, Olympia, up to Everett, over on the east side here in Seattle. We sell the sound. So, and you can tell by all the miles that are on my truck now. It used to be when I lived close to the radio station, I would walk, I would run or ride my bike. My truck had no miles on it. And now, the last years of doing real estate, thank God it's a Toyota, right? Because those things are made to go a million miles. So I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day. He said he has a 95 Toyota 4Runner that he drives. It has like almost a million miles on it.
It's a lot of miles.
He's like, why would I get rid of it? It's a great runner. The 4Runner was built to go a million miles without an oil change.
No way.
Yeah.
Without an oil change?
Without an oil change.
Interesting.
You don't really need to change the oil in them. You don't. Oil change in a Toyota is a gimmick. And in fact, look at all the great terrorists over the years. What do they drive?
Oh, it's 100% Toyota.
It's a Toyota. Yeah. There's a guy online that I love, and he tells you all the trucks and years. It's this guy that's been a mechanic forever, and he tells you the trucks and years not to buy because what's wrong with them. And then when he gets to Toyota, he's like, yeah, it's buy a Toyota. And he's a Chevy guy. It like breaks his heart when he tells you to buy a Toyota. He doesn't own a Toyota, but he's like, yeah, Toyota's a Toyota. So anyway, hey guys, as I said, thanks for listening to this episode. If you need us, we do sell the sound. My Toyota goes everywhere. So we're here to help you, whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Everything starts with a Ron and Don sit down. Also, if you need help refinancing or with a loan, why don't you go to Mitch.Loans at Mitch.Loans.com. And don't forget, the Founders Day celebration is going on right now at Les Schwab. So if you're looking to buy some tires, mention Ron and Don when you go in there. Say, hey, I heard about the Founders Day celebration. Get $150 off right now on a set of tires when you mention Ron and Don at the Founders Day celebration. 84 locations to serve you. Okay? Yeah. Buyer Seller's Playbook? Just go to RonandDonSitDown.com and we'll send you one today. All right? Till next time, you keep your head up and shoulders back. You've been listening to the Ron and Don Show. Olay! On the Ron and Don Radio Network.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back and keep blowing that trumpet and we'll see you next time.
Olay!
Only.
Olay!
Only.
Olay!
Only on the Ron and Don Radio Network.